I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore News Now. The Associated Press is reporting as more people are vaccinated, the number of Massachusetts cities and towns considered at high risk for coronavirus transmission has shrunk to just six. The fifth consecutive week, the number has fallen, according to state officials. There were 13 communities on the list a week ago and 26 the previous week. It peaked at 229 in mid-January. Salem News reports that the groundbreaking for a new six-story apartment building in Beverly took place Wednesday on Rantoul Street. A group of about 30 people gathered at 140 Rantoul Street to celebrate the start of construction of what is being called the Block at Odell Park. Gloucester Times says that a former executive from Gloucester was sentenced to 6 years in state prison Thursday after pleading guilty to vehicular manslaughter in a Thanksgiving 2019 crash that killed an elderly Rockport man and severely injured his wife. And the Daily Item is reporting firefighters responded to a home on Jackson Street in Lynn for a report of a person choking on food. On arrival, a woman was found at the kitchen counter with a Lynn police officer performing the Heimlich maneuver. Engine 5 crews provided assistance. Final football games tonight in high school sports for Fall 2 in the Greater Boston League. Weather, partly cloudy, high, mid to upper 60s. I'm Rick Moore with North Shore News Now.